From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. This week, a story out of Japan in the aftermath of a disaster. In the northeast of the country, the landscape is littered with thousands of cars that were destroyed in last month's tsunami. Cities have ordered them removed to get on with the cleanup, so they're being stored in sprawling car graveyards. NPR's John Burnett reports on a reunion between a man and the car he left behind.
A construction crane drags a crumpled black Nissan down the street of a pulverized port city. A look of recognition flashes on the face of the man we're interviewing, and he runs over to the wreck.
My car.
He reaches in a jagged hole torn in the roof of his vehicle. He pulls out his wallet, a parking ticket, and a Shinto good luck charm and pockets them with a resigned smile. Last month was his final car payment. His story is a common one. He says he first tried to outrun the tsunami, but when he hit a traffic jam, he abandoned his vehicle with the keys still in the ignition and scrambled up the nearest hill. What happens now is that his totaled sedan will be trucked to a sort of cemetery for the automotive victims of the tsunami. The exposure to salt water makes their parts useless for salvage. The vehicles are a frightful sight. They weren't merely swamped by rising water like so many cars in New Orleans after Katrina. They were seized by the onrushing water, then tossed and pummeled, wheels torn off, bodies ripped open as though by a rampaging monster. All day long, people like Mitsuyuki Yagi come to the destroyed car lots like this one on the outskirts of Miyako City. Yagi watched, terrified, from the roof of the bank building where he works as the black tide swept away people, houses, and all the cars in the bank parking lot. If he can find his white Toyota sedan, he wants to retrieve his house keys and computer, nothing else. In my office, lots of people lost their homes. I was never so afraid in my life, he says. I'm just grateful to be alive. Filing insurance claims is generally a waste of time because so few Japanese take out natural disaster coverage for their autos. This, according to an insurance company employee who happens to be at the wrecked car lot looking for a company car that was washed away.
So they don't have tsunami insurance.
The contents of the cars brought here are time capsules of the lives that were interrupted, or a worse fate. A child's Smiley Bear backpack still has books inside. A jazz piano CD is in the CD player. A pair of fuzzy snow boots is on the floorboard. To keep things in perspective, these ruined vehicles are far down the list of worries for the people of the northeastern coast. They have dead loved ones to locate and cremate, houses and businesses to rebuild. But finding their car has become a ritual to restore some semblance of order to their lives. An old fellow in a cap and face mask walks up to a smashed green Jeep in the Miyako lot.
My car.
Another reunion. He says it's 15 years old and he never drove it much anyway. He'll retrieve the registration certificate and a favorite chopping tool in the back seat. I like a bicycle better, he says. Then he climbs onto a bike and pedals away. John Burnett, NPR News, in northern Japan.